Agudas Yisrael for arranging this fabulous program. I wanted to share some fascinating, what I found to be fascinating insights into especially the preparation for Pesach. So let me just open with an Uvda story that my great uncle, the Baba Viruv Zechar Nilevach, used to tell over. He repeated that when his grandfather, Reb Shlomo, the first Baba Viruv, traveled once to Frankfurt, and he was invited by Reb Shimon Zev Rothschild of the Baron Rothschild family to come visit his palace. Anyway, as he was there, he showed off his home, his wealth, his collections. One of the things he showed him was that he had a designated home for Pesach. Separate building, separate kelim, separate kitchen, a whole Pesach building. He sold off the other things that they only carried on in the Pesach building. And the Reb Shimon Volf saw that Reb Shlomo wasn't moved. So it troubled him. Here he invested all this money to enhance his mitzvahs. He said, Rebbe, you know, they talk about the fact that somebody who's nizer, even from a mashu chometz, has such a schus, he's not going to be chayt the whole year. And here, it's impossible. I have a totally separate building, and it's such a use in a mitzvah. Why aren't you excited about it? So he told him, he said, listen, I grew up by my grandfather, the Divrei Chaim, and the Divrei Chaim was not a wealthy man. But when it came to mitzvahs, there was no money that he would withhold to be able to do with the greatest enhancements that could possibly take place. If there was an inyan to have a separate house for Pesach, the Divrei Chaim would have had it. He said, Elamai, if he didn't have it, what that means is that there is no such enhancement that you're really supposed to, and here's the key element that I want to bring out of the story, is that there is a emphasis placed on turning over an area that was chametzdik and transforming it into something pesachdik. Okay, that's what we're going to focus on. In order to do that, I just want to introduce it. There's a lot of background noise there. I don't think that's coming from me. I want to share with you a passage from the Abderuf, in Oyev Yisrael. And again, this is amazing words and should give all of us chizik. Abderuf says in the paragraph where it says, Yochum Rishchaydish, we say in the Haggadah, that I might think that you start already telling the story from Rishchaydish, Talmud Yibayamahu, I might think that you should start early in the day of Pesach. No, you got to do it at the time. It's worthwhile to look up the Abderuf yourself and see it, but I just want to focus on one point that he makes here. He says that it's entirely possible that we could talk to our kids all year long till we're blue in the face. He doesn't actually use that term, blue in the face. And our words will not make them, they won't meet their mark. They won't make any impact. However, ubizu alayla, on this night of Pesach, Mizgala Oira Seichel Va'emes Memuna, there is a revelation of the light, of the brilliance of the Seichel, of truth and of Emuna, and on this night, that influence can influence every single Jew, and when we answer our child, even though all year long they couldn't hear us, they wouldn't hear us, on the night of Pesach, our words will penetrate their minds and their hearts. So, I was just curious. So what is it about Pesach night that creates this incredible power that allows these words to pierce into every Jewish heart? So I came upon the Tiferet Shlomo. And the Tiferet Shlomo, I believe, tells us the secret. But along with it, we're also going to understand a unique term that's used on Pesach. Many people have a nickname for it. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach night, as the Mokim. What's up with that? Why Pesach all of a sudden do we refer to the Rosh? There are other instances that he's called HaMokim, whom Mekem Shalayna, the Chazal tell us. But why Pesach night? So, you know, it's for the men who are feeling bad for themselves this week. I think it's important to put into perspective. The Chassam Sofer, twice in his tshuvas, comments that he wasn't able to respond properly to an inquiry in halacha because of the Nashim Tzidkanias, the righteous women who have banished him from his home in their Pesach preparation. So this isn't the new phenomenon, this whole Pesach, the pre-Pesach craze is something that's been going on for many years, and for the greatest of people. And he defends the practice. So here's what he says, and it's just, again, it's astounding words. So I'm going to quickly run through some of the points that he makes. I keep my eye on the time here. Okay. So this is on the Pasuk. It's actually not referring to Pesach, and it's referring to the Matzahs of Kachim. Matzah is Teichem Mamakim Kaddish. You should eat the Matzahs in a holy place. Bachatzar Oyel Mayed Yechlua. You should eat the Matzahs of the Karban in the Oyel Mayed, in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Now, comes the Tver Shlomo, and he says that it applies to our Matzahs. It's not only referring to the matzahs of Karbonis, but in fact, he says, this pasuk is coming to me merames. He's not, Chas v'Shalom, taking the pasuk out of its simple meaning. It's coming to allude to the fact that each of us needs to prepare ourselves before Pesach to purify and cleanse ourselves, to be a kli mukhshu, to be an appropriate vessel, that the matzah should be able to enter a holy place. So we need to sanctify ourselves so that when the matzah enters into our being, Chassam Sofer himself writes that matzah is today the only mitzvah achila that we have of a daraisa. So even though there's a mitzvah to sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, but the mitzvah is dwelling in the sukkah. When in the Zvan of Mikdash, he had Achilas Truma was a mitzvah, there was Achilas Karbonis was a mitzvah. Today, the only mitzvah we're left of eating, other than Erev Yom Kippur perhaps, is the eating of a specific food, and that's matzah. So we're supposed to sanctify the area where the matzah is going to enter. What's the word? So he quotes the most amazing Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan says, on the Pasuk where Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, before Matan Torah, ve'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, I carried you on the wings of eagles. Where did that take place? When did Klal Yisrael override the wings of eagles? Says the Targum Yonasan, it's astounding, that when Klal Yisrael were commanded to perform the mitzvah of doing the Korban Pesach in Egypt, Erev Pesach, that year that they left Egypt, they were swept up by the clouds, by the Nani HaKovid. They were taken to the Har HaBayis to perform the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. They did the mitzvah of the Shechita and the spritzing of the blood on the Har HaBayis on the Temple Mount, and they were taken back to Mitzrayim to finish up and to leave Egypt. That's when Hashem carried them on the wings of eagles. It refers to the Anani HaKovet, that they had been, they had a sneak preview of what it was like to go to Eretz Yisrael, because they performed the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So later, the Mechilta brings the same thing. The Targum Yonasan was a Tanit, he doesn't need any other defense. But it's brought another Mamar Chazal. But here's the most amazing thing. Comes the Tver Shlomo and says, Kemoi Kenata, the same thing is possible for us. Bachilas matzah b'kavana nechayne, if we eat matzah with the correct intent, b'kedusha v'tahara, with holiness and purity, niskap b'chines Eretz Yisrael tachtav. Each of us can celebrate Pesach this year, no matter where we are, the place where we have our Seder, we're in the Mokam HaMikdash. We're in Eretz Yisrael. That's the level of kedusha we can reach that should be b'chatzar oil mayad, like the pasuk says, you should eat the matzah in the chatzar of the oil mayad. That's what we have the potential to reach on Pesach night. says the Tversh Laim, and now we understand the Pasuk. He says that, generally speaking, in the Torah, when the Pasuk says, when you will come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll do A, B, and C, those are the mitzvahs that are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, when Hashem will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, so you know that that's why Trumas are not relevant in the desert, because the Pasuk says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, that's when those mitzvahs kick in. By Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, when I bring you to the land, you're going to serve this Avodah in this month, referring to the mitzvahs of Pesach. That suggests that the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. He says that's not the case. We know that there's a mitzvah, no matter where we are, to perform the mitzvahs of God. What's more, there's a claim to call you so about why they didn't perform the mitzvah of Korban Pesach in the desert. If there's no mitzvah until you reach Eretz Yisrael, there's no claim. There are those who say that they did do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach in the desert. If there's no mitzvah to do it, how could they perform it? If the mitzvah is not until they reach Eretz Yisrael. Says the Tversh Laim, Al-Pizan Nicha, according to what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense, because no matter where a Yid is, when he comes to Pesach night, he's in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. We're all in Yerushalayim for Pesach. He says, that's what we say in the Haggadah. This is just, you know, once you see it, the words light up. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liris es atzmei ki ilhu yatzim in Mitzrayim. In each and every generation, a person is obligated to see himself as if he left Egypt. We are obligated to see ourselves as if we left Australia and Wisconsin and New York, even New York, and no matter where you are, where is it? Ki ilhu yatzim in Mitzrayim. As if we're leaving. We're all going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. He says, because the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is when a person exits the prison of his Yetzer, of his evil inclination, and he enters into the realm of Kedusha to be davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose presence suffuses the entire world, and therefore even the space, again, pay attention to the words, even Hamakim Hazehu Kemakim Kodesh, the space that we're in Pesach night by the Seder, becomes a Makim Kodesh. It becomes exalted, holy, sanctified space. Vezeshik Sivi says, we say in the Haggadah, Uve Meir Gadol Ze Gilu Yishchina. This is what it means when we say in the Haggadah, Meir Gadol, where is the Meir Gadol? By the Seder, the Gilui Shechina. That's what the Makom HaMikdash was all about. What was different about the Beis HaMikdash than any other place in the world? It was the revelation of the Shechina that existed. That happens at every Seder. So he says, and I already explained earlier, that the Kedusha of this light is that the Rebbeinu Shleim connects with each and every Jew. As the Pasuk says, Kacha Tzoyis Alayla Niyetzi B'Seich Mitzrayim, no matter where a Jew finds themselves. And he says, most again, that each and every night, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into Gan Eden, and he's Mishtasheh, he enjoys himself with the Neshamas of the Tzadikim. Hashem says it's Tzoyis Alayla, not Pesach night. Pesach night, Hashem doesn't go into Gan Eden. Rak b'nei Yisrael or Islam Ritzene b'mitzvahs on the Haggis b'layla zayis. You know who Hashem spends Pesach night with? He spends it with us. He doesn't go into Gan Eden. Every other night of the year, Hashem goes into Gan Eden to enjoy the presence of the Tzadikim. Pesach night, he's with each one of us, with our families, where we are celebrating the Yom Tov Pesach. Oyim menoyah. The words of the Tversh Leimah are absolutely astounding. So he reveals the whole thing. We're not in Golus. Comes Pesach night. All of us are in Yerushalayim, in our Kodesh, on the Mokim HaMikdash, celebrating Pesach with the Rebbeinu Shalom together. Now, let's take it a step further. Let's put another staple in the picture. The Maral of Prague tells us, why do we wear white Pesach night? What's the concept of wearing the kittel? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, wore the big day lovin. Remember the Kohen Gadol when he went into the Holy of Holies, to Lufnai, Lufnim, Yom Kippur? He didn't wear the regular 8 vestments that the Kohen wore all year long. The Big Day Zov, he wore Big Day Lovin, he wore the white clothing. Says the Maral, what's the difference between these things? So he goes into a whole shita that he mentions in various places, that colors are a combination of various components. White is absolute purity. It's the lack of sophistication. Okay? So he says, the closer one gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the less complexity there is, and the greater simplicity there is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a simple one. There's no, okay, he's not a combination of parts. He is Echad HaMiyuchad, he's a wholesome one. It says, when the Kohen Gadol enters on the holiest day of the year, into the holiest place in the world, and you have the holiest person, so you have the Kohen Gadol, the Tnayel, the Tnim, and the Makam, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he dresses completely in white. He says, that's what Kol Yisrael reaches Pesach night. He says, Leil Shimurim Ukiyoyim HaKippurim B'Zeinyan, the night of Pesach is like Yom Kippur. With our regard to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come to the most intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we dress in white on Pesach by night. Rabbi Reisman says that, he quotes that the Rabbi Baruch Hu Meshbish says that that's what it means. Ve'avadita es ha'avoida hazois b'chedesh hazeh. The Pasuk says you should do this avoida in this month, referring Pasuk to the coming Pesach. He says, the Pasuk says, b'zois yavai aron ha'akedesh, when it talks about aron ha'kain coming into the Kedesh HaKadosh Ben Yom Kippur, he uses that term, zois. He says, for every Jew, v'avadita es ha'avoida hazois, every single one of us can attain the level of the Kohen Gadol going into Lefnai, Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, B'chedesh Hazeh, in our Aveda of Yom Kippur. So it's mamash consistent with what we learned from the Tver Shlema, says the Rebbe Baruch Hu, that each of us has access, and that's why we dress in white, because we are entering, not just as the Tver Shlema says, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash, comes the Maral and the Rebbe Baruch Hu and add that we're going into the Holy of Holies, we're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Pesach night. And again, as the Tver Shlema stressed, the Nekuda there is Gilui Shechina. It's the fact that we have this awesome revelation of Hashem's presence. The Pope Rav Zalzangazent says like this. He says, he quotes that the Rav Shetzuruf was known to have said that every mitzvah in the Torah reflects Yichud Hashem, reflects Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Talmidim were sitting there. They said, really? Evidently, it was the day before Chasen. They said, where do you see it in Chuppah? So he said, Chuppah, that's very simple. Chuppah, you have the first letter of Chuppah and the last letter of Chuppah are Ches Hey, it equals 13. The middle letters are Pei Vav, right? Pei Vav is the name of Elikim, the same gematria of Elikim, it's 86. And if you multiply the 86 with the 13, it's the exact same gematria. Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Like, who doesn't see that? That's so obvious. It's right there. It's right there. They're staring at you in the face. How could you deny that? So, the Bov Rav said that the mitzvah to destroy chametz, the pasuk says, the word is tashbisu. That on the before Yontif, we have a commandment. We have a commandment to destroy the chametz from our homes. He says, Tashbisu is the exact same gematria as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's 1118. What's the point? Because what's the Gilui Shechina that takes place in Lifnai, Lifnim? What's the whole, the glamour, the privilege of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's the place where the Shechina is most palatable, is most present. It's the essence of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, the Kohen Gadol is privy to that Rian, as well as it says that Kol Yisrael is able to see, they open up the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, they're able to see straight into the Heichal, they're able to see the most that they're able to see. So this Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes about, that takes place on Pesach night, is that revelation of the Big Day Lavan of going into the Holy of Holies with our white, with the white clothing. Now, in order, everything that takes place in Yiddishkeit is commensurate with the preparation that goes into it, right? So if we're going to bring about the greatest revelation of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's presence that's shaykh to bring about now in Golos, so in order for that to happen, it can't happen just on its own. So in order for that magnitude of the revelation of Hashem's presence to come into being, there needs to be an equal Akira Sara. There needs to be the equal uprooting of evil. That Akira Sara is the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is getting rid of the comets. So you can't just have this revelation without there being the preparation. There's a slasemis on the pasuk, Misharesum Tzuras Bisimlaisum. It's kedai to take a look at this slasemis. It's both in Parshas Bayin and the Haggadah, where he says that it says that the leftovers of the matzah and the maror, they carried out Bisimlaisum. They carried out, they wrapped them up in their clothing and they took it out. The Rashi says, that's the Rashi quotes a Mechilta, it says that's what they took out. They treasured the leftovers of the mitzvahs. Says the Sfas Emes there, that the preparation for the mitzvah and the simcha that one experiences, the privilege that they experience for performing the mitzvah, that's what leaves its impact upon a person. Not the actual doing of the mitzvah. The doing of the mitzvah accomplishes on high what it needs to accomplish. But as far as we're concerned, what makes an impact upon us, that's the preparation for the mitzvah. So it's the makim that makes the impact. And perhaps that's why the Abderuf says that you can get through to a child Pesach night what you can't get through all year long, is because you're bringing the child into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're bringing a child into a place that's holy. It's not just the words. It's not just the time. But you're bringing them into a place that's Kodesh, a place that's Ayamana. You're bringing them into the Fnai Lefnim so that the words can have an impact there. Perhaps it's alluded to when we say, V'isha Amdal Aviseinu V'lano. This is what stood by our forefathers and for us. It wasn't the Echad Bilvad, right? It wasn't just one that got up to destroy us. Perhaps it's talking about this concept, this Achdus Hashem that's revealed to us Pesach night. Those who want to deny the Echad, Shaloi Echad Bilvad, those who want to deny the Echad, that's Amad Aleinu L'Chal Yisrael. That's what will destroy it. The fact that we give up on sharing this message with our child because we don't recognize the opportunity that exists on Pesach night, that will ultimately uproot the destiny of Kol Yisrael. He quotes here that the Zohar says that in the time to come, Losed Lavoi, that Akiras Amalek, the wiping out of Amalek, happens on the 14th day of Nisan. That's the day that they're destined to be eradicated. And the Pesuk tells us, Ki yado keis kam, milchama l'Hashem b'amalek midodar, that it's all about the name of Hashem, keis, yud keis, the covering over the name of Hashem. That's what is accomplished on Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of revealing that Achdus of Hashem. Our direct ancestor, the Reb Zisha, says on the first chapter in Tehillim, Uv Moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. Says, fortunate is the person who doesn't sit in a Moshav Leitzim. So he says, quotes the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah says in the Perek Gimel, two people who sit and learn Torah. So two people sitting together. They're not studying divrei Torah. This is a place of scoffers. Says the Rebbe Zishta, the Mishnah is asking a question. How can it be that two Jews are sitting together and they're not talking to you? The answer is, he says, Hareza Meshav Leitzim. Because before these two ever appeared on the scene, once upon a time, there was somebody sitting here who was mocking God, who was mocking the Rebbe, who was mocking Yiddishkeit. And the result of it is that we leave an impression upon the place that we sat. Says the Rebbe Zishta, Ashrei Yish, fortunate is the person, Umay Shavleitzim LeYoshav, that he never came upon such a place, but quite the contrary. Every place he goes, the impression he leaves is that it becomes a Makom Kodesh, it becomes a holy place. So, this night, the idea is not only for B'Shas Ma'isa, for the time that we're there, but before Pesach, we're creating a holy space. It's Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Hu. We're actually blessing the concept that we have in Yiddishkeit that we have the ability to create holy space. So the Divrei Chaim wasn't impressed. And he wasn't interested in a designated place. He wanted to take a place that was not Kaddish and transform it into a place that's Kaddish. And that's what all the Achonas that we're doing this week are all about. It's about taking space and making it worthy of the presence of the Shechina that will come about when Hashem reveals His presence to us on Pesach night, so that our words can penetrate the hearts and minds of our children, and perhaps most importantly, so that our words can penetrate our hearts and our minds. If we enter the Kodesh Kedoshim with the right mindset, with the right goal, then we can be mispalo to the Burnish Leilam, will inspire us with the messages of Pesach, and the Hashem ultimately take us back so that we can physically perform the mitzvahs of this night, of the bringing the Korban Pesach and the Achil Korban Pesach, and may we still be zeicha this year, the Hashem, to be able to perform those mitzvahs in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.